Welcome to Maseches Ksuvos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah begins, Ha'omer, someone comes into Beis Din, the Jewish court, and he says, Pitisi es bita esho pleni, I seduced the daughter of the following fellow. Says the Mishnah, Mishalim boishes upegam al piyatzmai, the court obligates him to pay boishes and pegam. Boishes is embarrassment, pegam is evaluation. And the reason that he pays is because we have a rule, we have a concept that if one comes into the Jewish court and they admit that they owe someone money for whatever it is, then they have to pay. But they do not pay for knas. That means anything that's a penalty. It's not a financial remuneration. It's not trying to fill a void or a loss. It is a penalty. That one does not pay on himself. Moida b'knas is pater. One who admits to a penalty is pater. So therefore, when it comes to b'isha simpegan, paying for the embarrassment and devaluation, those are real things. So even if he admits to it, he has to pay. However, we don't obligate him to pay the 50 silver coins of of knas because that's considered a penalty. That's not considered a financial remuneration or a reciprocal financial remuneration. And therefore, the halacha is that one does not pay when they admit to having done a crime. Continues the Mishnah similarly. Ha'omer gonavti v'tavar t'chti u'macharti. A fellow says, I stole a sheep or I stole a cow, and I slaughtered it or I sold it. We know the halacha is the Tarchis and Parshas Mishpatim that there's a penalty. A person pays four or five times as much. Says the Mishnah, then only Mishal Misakaren al Piyatzma. He pays for the actual value of the animal that he stole, the sheep or the cow, but he does not pay the four or five times the value, which is a penalty because you don't pay a penalty when you admit. Veina Mishal Tashlum Kefel, Vatashlum Baruch Hamishah. You don't pay Kefel. Kefel is if a person steals, then they have to pay twice as much back. So there's a one-time penalty. One doesn't. They just pay for the actual principal value. And the same thing when it comes to Arba B'Chamish, like we just said, four or five times as much. One does not pay that through their own admission. Says the Mishnah, if a fellow says, Hey, Miss Shairi, if my shar, my ox, killed someone, it's a shar mu'ud, so it's done it many times, as plainly, that particular fellow, the halacha is if your animal kills someone, you have to pay him koifer. Koifer is a payment for killing someone. Or if a fellow says, Shairi shal plainly, my animal killed this guy's cow, and therefore I have to pay him for the value of my cow. In that situation, one pays koifer, one pays the actual value of the ox, because that's considered a tashlume mamon. That's just considered like a person that's remunerating for a loss. However, says the Mishnah, hey, Miss Shairi Abdoi Shalplani, if a fellow says that my ox gored and killed this fellow's servant, and usually the halacha is you have to pay shloishim shekel, 30 coins, Eina Mishal Mal Piyatzma, one does not pay through their own admission, because that's a knas, that's a penalty. Zaklal, here's the rule of thumb. Kala Mishalim Yeser Amasha Hizik. Anyone who pays money, and it's possible that that's more than the actual value of what he damaged, Eina Mishal Mal Piyatzma, they don't pay through their own admission. They only pay if happens to be they do this, and their witnesses tell the court. Then they pay, but by one's own admission, they do not pay. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.